Well, greetings to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name that is above every other name. In the name of Jesus Christ, every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He, the Lord Jesus Christ, He is Lord. He's above it all, and in Him we live, we move, and we have our being. And we continue on in such a time as this, according to God's good plan and purpose. It's not about things working out for us in this world. It's about us walking with the Father and letting this life and this experience be whatever it is that He directs it to be. You know, too often we associate the metrics of our lives, the measures of our lives, based on the standard that the world puts for us. Listen, you and I are, we're from a different place. We're of a different sort. We're of a different stock. We're of a different kingdom. We have a different way that we relate. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. So it all belongs to Him. And you've been engrafted into that vine. You're co-heir in Christ Jesus. So it all belongs to you. Now, for a window, for a temporary period of time, sure, the worlders squat on the inheritance, but it's not theirs. It doesn't belong to them. It belongs to you. The meek shall inherit the earth. That's what the word says, despite what the worlders would try to tell you otherwise. But we are in process. So while we're in process, testify. While we're in process, do that thing that God has for you to do. While we're in process, proclaim the truth. Oh, I tell you, they hate it when you proclaim the truth. Because when you proclaim the truth, it reveals the absolute contrast of the lie and the deception of the devil, which is hollow, which is without basis. So our lives are built on the foundation, on the rock, who is Christ Jesus. Theirs is built on nothing. Theirs is built on the sand, and their promises are empty. As soon as the first sign of testing comes, they will shift, they will sell out their own mother. In a moment, for scraps, or to preserve themselves just for another, just for a little bit longer. There is no honor among thieves, and they are part of the stock that comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. So know what you're dealing with when you have to interact with them. You're in the world, but you're not of the world. We're here at God's good pleasure, but we are not of the world system, that is. The world itself, this place, it belongs to God. The system that the world, that, so there's, when we say world, we're talking, there's two different things we're talking about, so you got to keep context in mind. The world, the planet, the planets, this, all this stuff, this, the cosmos, all these things, they belong to God. The world, the planet, that belongs to God. But there is a world system that the enemy set up that utilizes the free will of man being given over to it to create the illusion that enslaves those that participate in it and anybody else they can get their hands on, that perpetuates itself and drains the life and the energy out of people to build and perpetuate their system to enslave the next generation that's there. So it is a cancerous system, it is a parasitical system, and it is what the world is. And there's a reason that when Jesus was here, that the devil offered him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. See, if he could have gotten Jesus to bow down and of his free will to commit himself into that, they would have kept that soul. Sure, they would have put some things in Jesus' charge for a short window, but it would have come back to them because death is in their system and everybody in their system dies. And so all the resources go back into the kitty, go back into the pool. So they can offer you, they can keep increasing the value in the world of what they offer you, because if you're part of their system, it still stays in there. That's why for the true follower of Christ, first they're going to try to marginalize you, they're going to try to pressure you, they're going to try to crush you, they're going to try to get you to off yourself, but there's a whole nother set of experiences where they're going to try to buy you. And when they try to buy you, they're going to keep increasing what they offer you, because if they can get your soul, then they get their money back. They get their resource back. They get their position back, because now you're one of them. But you have to understand that if you go that way, you're no longer yourself anymore. You're no longer who you were. Whatever things that you might get, it's not you that even enjoys them. It's that thing that co-opts your spirit that now is vicariously going through you. That's what's using you. For the follower of Christ, it's not I that live, but Christ in me. For the follower of Christ, we're possessed by a spirit, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit of the living God that leads and guides us into all truth. That's who possesses us. That's who leads and guides us. So, now, the time that we're in right now is a time of incredible upheaval, incredible change. The worlders are being exposed left, right, and center. For anybody that has this, my gosh, if you want logic, this is not the place. If you want reason, this is not the time, because logic and reason and making sense is gone out the window. Because they can't win in the world. There is no wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in their system. Because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And if you don't have the fear of the Lord, well, what do you have? Well, they've got platforms. They've got microphones. They try to bludgeon you with their message. But there is no wisdom, knowledge, and understanding behind their message. It's just noise. So their message is childish, is pedantic, is foolish. And it's hypocritical. I mean, their message is on so many fronts, if you look at it through any level of reason, ridiculous doesn't even begin to sum it up. And yet, they will bank on that until they find something else. They're completely on shifting sands. Now, the follower of Christ, listen, we live in the truth. And when you live in the truth, you don't have to remember what you said last, because the truth is always true. You know, I had a friend in India one time, he told me that. He said, Govinda, he said, I'm not smart enough to be a liar. I said, well, okay, tell me what you mean by that. He said, well, when you lie, you always have to remember what you said last. But when you tell the truth, you don't have to remember anything, because the truth is always true. It's true. If you live in the truth, you don't have to remember what you said last. That truth will always be true. And you can go forward in the truth. And you can go forward in freedom. You can have peace of mind. You can sleep at night. It's an incredible thing to be one that walks in the truth. Your money, your resources are not tainted because of the energy on it. You know, when Judas betrayed Jesus, they wouldn't take that money into the temple treasury. They said, this is the price of blood. We can't take it in the temple treasury. They were the ones that paid for it. And yet they wouldn't take it in there because it was marked. So they used it to buy a field to bury foreigners. It was marked. The money was marked. The money had energy on it. You know, when you do evil, the resources that you gain from that have a certain energy on them. They're corrupted. And that will stay on that. So there is such a thing as blood money. There is such a thing as, for lack of a better way of putting it, bad karma. Or in our world, is the Christian faith, you reap what you sow. You reap what you sow. It all comes back. And Lord willing, it's the blessing of the Lord if it comes back in your lifetime and you see it, because it gives you the chance to repent. It's actually more of a curse for a person to not see it in their lifetime, because if you don't see it, then you don't have the chance to really wake up. So you go off thinking that running and gunning, shooting from the hip, living the world's way is gonna work out, and it doesn't. It's a rude awakening in eternity, brothers and sisters. Everybody gives an account to God for their life, for their decisions, for their choices. Everyone. No one gets away with anything. So choose. Choose this day whom you will serve. Choose. Make a good choice. Make a wise choice. Choose. And walk out that choice. And if you've been on the wrong path, listen. Repent. Just get right with God. Repent. Like Jesus said. He said, go and sin no more. Knock it off. Bow your knee before the King of Kings. Let Him rule and reign. And then knock it off and walk with Him. The Holy Spirit will lead you and He'll guide you. But you got to want that. If you don't want it, you're not going to have it. You're going to have the world's illusion and you're going to die in that. And it is a miserable end. Listen, people are checking out left, right, and center all over the place right now. This is not a time, not a time that you want to be playing around with things. This is an amazing time for the children of God. Listen, you guys, when you get those words from God, speak them. When you have things that God puts before you to do, do them. Because these are all contributing to the larger purposes of what God is doing right now. He is establishing His kingdom. He is bringing His light in. And the darkness is running. The darkness is having to flee. Now, we are in the middle of a battle, so you need to continue to go forward with the weapons of your warfare. Pray. Pray. Read the Word. Stay in the Word. Keep your eyes on Christ. Fast when you need to. You know, use the weapons of your warfare. The promises of God. Those are there. Walk in those. But if you don't, if you don't use the weapons of your warfare, you're trying to battle something that is coming from another realm, a spiritual dimension. You're trying to do it in the natural. You need to win the battle in the spirit and then follow up in the natural. Okay? Win the battle in the spirit and follow up in the natural. If you try to war in the natural, you're doing things downstream. All right? I'll say that again. If you're trying to do it in the natural, you're doing things downstream. You want to go upstream. You want to do things at the source. And the source is in the realm of the Spirit. So as you are dealing with the affairs and the things that are going on in this life and in this world, do them at the source. Do them in the realm of the Spirit. Pray. Read the Word. Hold on to those promises of the living God. Apply them to your life. Apply them to your situation. And watch and see how God does. And when you're off, listen, guys, when you're off, repent. Father God, forgive us, please, for the times that we've doubted, for the times that we have fallen short, for the times that we've lacked faith, or that we've taken our eyes off of You. Lord, put us on that right path. Forgive us our sins, Lord. And we forgive those that sin against us. Lead us in the path of righteousness, truth, and the victory that we have in Christ Jesus. Lord, we love You and we trust You. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, guys. Whatever it is, you know, we battle not against flesh and blood. You're going to win the battle in the realm of the Spirit. Now is the time to pray, And I know that's one thing the enemy tries so hard to keep us away from. So block out those times. Pray. Read the Word. Trust. And God is going to carry us through. Now, as you're going, the obstacles will come up. But in everything that comes up, also know that God is allowing for some things to come because it's the testing of your faith that builds perseverance. Perseverance builds character. Character builds hope. And that hope does not disappoint. So don't get frustrated. Get into prayer. Don't lose hope, but overcome. And continue forward in that which God has revealed to you, because in doing so, you're going to see the victory. We love you guys. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. Always love to hear from you. Keep on keeping on. We'll talk to you again sometime real soon. God bless you. Bye. We'll be right back.